Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Brian Lammy, Lammy Sports Management, and the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Hall of Fame. Brian, appreciate the time today.
Thanks for having me on, guys. We're awfully excited with the big news today.
And, Brian, I got to start. I know 87, Jordy Nelson, is going to drum up a very large contingent of fans, and I understand that. But my personal favorite, Brian, I'm telling you now, I woke up each morning to one of those old 7-foot fathead stickers, right, they used to have hanging on the wall of number 4, Brett Favre, with the hands in the air. Tell us about the decision and the ability to now induct Brett Favre into the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame today.
Well, as you can imagine, the decision for our committee members to vote on for both of those two guys, with all of the accolades and amazing memories that they created for all of us Wisconsin sports fans, that was almost the easy part because they're both so well-deserving. But to get schedules coordinated and to bring it to Madison for possibly the first time ever, but certainly the first time in a long time, it took a few moving pieces to make it all work, but the response today has been overwhelming, far bigger than any other Hall of Fame induction we've had. So we're excited that the fans are excited to honor both of these two Packers legends.
I think you screwed up. I think you screwed up, Brian. I'm here to help. Why would you put both big name draws in the same class? Why wouldn't you hold Jordy for a class separate from Brett and really kind of, you know, hit that crowd twice?
Great question, Sparky. I appreciate the Monday morning quarterbacking.
That's what I do.
That is exactly what that is.
70th anniversary, we're going big.
Yeah, you are.
We're going to have two top guys. We think we're really going to, you know, celebrate in a major way for the 70th anniversary. And I will say these two, you know, names, you know, are big enough, but we'll be adding more folks to it. You know, we also honor a legendary team award, a lifetime achievement award winner, male and female high school athlete of the year. So we will have additional announcements coming, but this one is certainly big enough for today, and we're excited that fans are responding.
So how does it work now for the fans that want to be a part of this? What do they have to do now?
They can call us at 414-727-3605 or go to the website, wihalloffame.com. Send us an email. And if they're interested in buying a table, we've got different options for them to come out and be a part of it. And if they're not able to join us in person, we typically are televising these shows and would have a highlight package after the show is over, and we'll likely have some other cool content packages leading up to the Hall of Fame as well. So a number of different ways to participate.
If I participate and I go to this thing or whatever else, do I get an autographed item from Brett or Jordy?
You would have the option to bid on an auction item and potentially walk away with one of those items, but no guarantees. But they're going to be there. We'll have current Hall of Famers there. We'll have other, you know, famous media personalities like yourself potentially there.
That was funny. Good job.
All sorts of excitement and things going on for sure.
That's good stuff. Hey, so We've had you on in the past at the toy drive, and this year, you know, you were busy, couldn't get out to the toy drive or whatever else. But for people that don't know who Brian Lammy necessarily is, I mean, your job, besides this for the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame, is also representing players in doing different marketing deals with different players like Donald Driver, like Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes. Yeah, it beats a real job for sure. Definitely very blessed. We've been doing that for 18 years. So it's definitely been a blessing. We get to work with some great people, like the ones you mentioned. But I will say sincerely, one of the things that I'm most passionate about, and one of the things I think everybody here in the office really enjoys, is this Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame property. It's been around for 70 years, the first ever state Hall of Fame in the country, and it's actually been around longer than the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame or even the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So there's this amazing history for Wisconsin sports fans to enjoy.
Has there ever been discussion of giving this and putting this inside of one of the Miller Park or inside of a Fiserv Forum at some point, and being able to have kind of like a tour with videos and everything else that goes along with it, similar to what Green Bay does for the Packers?
There has been, yes. We've had different conversations, and I think it's kind of challenging to figure out how to do it, you know, correctly. I think for now, it's amazing that right now people can come out right outside the UWM Panthers Arena and see these plaques and see the amazing history for free. And it's really kind of a unique thing for fans to be able to experience. Last year, coming into our 69th induction, we actually did a many months display at Discovery World. So young people could come out and do a Lambeau leap and take on the racing sausages and measure their wingspan against Giannis and sit in some county stadium seats and really have that experience. And I think in the meantime, we at least want to continue to bring different experiences connected with the Hall of Fame throughout the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to keep looking to do that until we figure out exactly what that kind of major full-time home may look like down the road.
Now, let me make sure here that we clarify. Nobody did that leap better than our own Leroy Butler, correct?
He, you know, is the originator. I'm sure, you know, even now he would, you know, leap better than any of you know, these young people could, so
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I mean, he'd still be the best.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, I don't know if he could even make the jump at this point.
Oh, come on, man. He could still get up there.
I don't know.
You seen this man?
I don't know.
It sounds like a challenge. Maybe we'll have to get Leroy against a couple of, you know, 9-year-olds at Discovery World, and we'll have a Lambeau leap off.
Well, don't worry. I mean, you have an incredibly fine-tuned athlete over here in Steve Sparky Pfeiffer that I think would also be able to take him on. Brian Lammy joining us, Lammy Sports Management and the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Brian, really appreciate it. And once again, Jordy Nelson and Brett Favre being inducted in this year, the 70th anniversary. One more time, where people can go and get tickets and book their tables for this tremendous event.
Please go to our website, wihalloffame.com, or call us anytime, 414-727-3605, and we'd love to hook you up.
Brian, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That's Brian Lammy joining us once again, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.